Posers unite! Whether you mall grab or push manga, we've got the board for you. Introducing our very first Tiger Belly skateboard deck. Limited quantity launches this Black Friday, but that's not all. Here it comes in all its sticky glory, sticker pack number 5. Doodles Deluxe, illustrated by Pug Ugly Designs. Grab them while you can, and keep your eye out for a holiday clearance sale this Friday. Everything's gotta go, guys. If you missed out on previous drops, now's your chance to grab it. Happy holidays. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to another edition of Tiger Belly. I'm Bobby Lee. Welcome to everybody. We got Kalila. We got Gilbert. We have a friend coming in a second, but he's late, and he's stony. He's stony and late.
Yeah.
Listen, I have an announcement to make, okay? When you go on Instagram and you see a girl and you see, you know, she has OnlyFans, right? Do some research before you click on it.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you, Gil.
Okay.
I didn't do my research.
Oh.
I was a foolish fool.
Did you just find her on the Explore page?
Well, no, because, okay, you know Lumi Ray.
Okay.
Who?
Lumi Ray.
Is that a, who's that?
She's like, she does podcasts, but she has OnlyFans. She's sort of like the same thing that Stella does.
Okay.
I see.
In the sexual arts.
Sexual arts.
Yeah.
She's a porn girl.
Yeah, but she's a podcaster too. She's a funny girl.
Oh, okay. So she podcasts. Yeah.
Beautiful coochie.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So, you know, I was on Instagram, follow Lumi, and there was another girl in there. I go, oh, I see. Beautiful, right?
In the picture
with Lumi.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And so I click on hers, and she has an OnlyFans, right?
Yeah.
So I go, I see. Maybe I should explore this.
Pretty standard, okay.
Standard, right?
Yeah.
I click on her OnlyFans, right? And then I go, you know what? I like supporting local musicians
and artists and
people with different crafts,
hell
right?
Hell yeah.
I'm in it for the art.
100%.
Exactly. If I'm walking down the street, I see somebody playing the guitar and they have no foot. You know what I mean? You know how they have no foot sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes they don't.
You know what I mean? And they're blind or whatever. I always put $1 or $10, whatever it might be, right? Yeah. So this is what I'm doing, right? So I see this this girl. Her name is Jules. Let's say that, right?
Uh-huh.
Click on it. I subscribe. Cost me some money. It's fine. You know what I mean? Papa got some money. And so then I see a video.
Oh, wow.
A sexual one.
You like?
Oh, I love.
Okay.
I pull my penis up.
Yum.
Because it was hot.
Yeah, not
because it was hot. It wasn't because of sexuality.
It was a coincidence. Yeah.
Yeah. One has nothing to do with the other. It was just a hot, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was in the Philippines.
Yeah.
It was hot, humid. And I had an erectile situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Roman, yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, I was erect.
You were Roman ready.
I was Roman ready.
So yeah, Roman yeah. ready, yeah.
And, you know, I see a penis in there, and I go...
Looks good?
Pretty good penis.
Nice.
I have to admit, pretty good penis. Not, you know, can I be honest with you? Never even thought of the penis.
You were focused on the...
I'm focused on the vagina.
Right.
Well, I'm not even looking at it, but there happens to... When you're watching porn, there's a penis. You don't think about the penis.
No.
Right?
There's some insertion going on.
You like?
Oh, I love insertions.
Okay.
And I played with my pee pipe.
Your pee pipe?
But yeah, my pee pipe.
because it was hot. It had nothing to do
with that. It had nothing to do with that. Yeah. Because, you know, there's a lot of sweat buildup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Naturally, you were in...
El Natural.
Close to the equator.
Right. So then I, you know, start jerking off to this, you know... OnlyFans, I'm only human.
Mm-hmm. OnlyFans, I'm only human. Yeah.
And then while I'm jerking off on my iPad jerking off, I look to my right and I see a text.
Uh-oh.
Right? So I'm jerking off. I look at the text and I don't know why I shouldn't have done this. My mistake. I go, I'm going to take a break from this masturbation, right? And I'm going to look at the fucking text.
Wait, yeah. You do that? You don't like just focus on the...
I multitask.
You don't finish?
Okay,
don't
so
finish.
Your phone illuminates in beside you and you're like, you know what?
Yeah. Ding dong. Or whatever the ringtone is.
Yeah.
And you just stop midway.
I look over and it's a text from Ari Manis.
Oh, cool.
Stand-up comic.
Yeah, you're friends with him, yeah.
Friends with him. And the text is basically... I'm just reliving it now, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The Texas page, he goes, how do you like my penis? And I go, what the fuck are you talking about, dog? Me not gay, dog. He goes, are you jerking off to my girl and I making love? And then he sends me a photo. I'll show you the photo.
Of his cock?
No. This is the most horrifying. So, bro. This is real, dude.
And I can't believe you stopped masturbating.
Oh, I stopped. Okay, here we go.
Yep.
He sends me. So he goes, you know, how do you like my penis? I go, what are you talking about? And then he sends me.
Oh, my God. So let me describe it for the audio. There is a man and a woman.
Ari. Don't say man.
There's an Ari and...
There's a guy. A weak, Jewy comic.
Yeah.
And who kind of looks like... What's his name? The guy from American Pie.
Yeah. Oh. That type.
But he's laying next to a beautiful girl who's laughing and covering her mouth.
Yeah.
And who is that girl?
The girl that I just... I unsubscribed. Mm. Right then and there. I unsubscribed. I lost $30. I don't give a fuck. I unsubscribed. And I think the reason why is because, number one, you know, I just, the love, I mean, he's got a good penis. His penis, is nice.
Yeah, it's
right?
Good.
And then also, you know, he's not like a huge established comedian. You know what I mean? He was like me 20 years ago, I guess, right? Yeah. And I never got that level of woman back then.
Right.
So there's levels of, there's jealousy and whatnot going on. But, you know, I don't want to see, you know, open mic night penis.
Especially when it's...
Open mic, I don't like open mic night penis on my one I'm jerking off.
But that's a successful penis. So his career in comedy might not be where you're at, but his career
but
in
his
penis...
But his fuck game is so much more than
so
mine.
So theater. Much more.
He's doing theaters.
He's
with
doing
that
theaters.
Penis.
Yeah, basically he's doing theaters.
Selling
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'm doing clubs when it comes to the fuck game. You're
he's
right.
Theaters. Yeah.
Very good analogy, yeah.
Wow.
To me, stadium.
He's doing stadium
tour. He's the Sebastian Maniscalco of fucking...
on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. I mean, that's this dude. So, and I make fun of him all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time. Even because Andrew knows him very well. And when I'm around him, I kind of treat him like shit a little
but
bit.
But also, like, in every podcast, you tell everyone he's gay.
He's not!
It turns out he's not.
He's not. He's not gay. He's more... I'm more gay. I'm the gay one. Oh, the pain. Oh, the pain and suffering.
Wow.
Let me go get Mark.
Okay, we'll be right back, guys.
It's Tiger Belly.
Don't look at my feet. Don't look at my feet.
You look like shit still.
Don't look at my feet, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for taking your shoes off.
Of course, of course. I'm kind of bummed that I didn't wear socks.
And I should camera.
I should have. Yeah. Don't. George.
You look like shit, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, you come to Hawaii and look like Skid Row. But yeah. This is the island for it. I didn't know there were so many homeless people on Honolulu.
What do you mean?
There's like...
There's homeless people everywhere, dude.
Yeah, but like when I go to Maui, it's nothing but old people.
Old white people.
Old
white. Oh, yeah.
It might be worse, to be honest.
I think so.
All right.
But I still like it. I like...
No, Maui's a great island. Maui's beautiful. But mm-hmm. like when you go to like Wailea, where Bobby likes to stay, it's just like... Old Republicans and slides. Like
oh, yeah.
Slides and swimming
pools. Who doesn't love slides?
I live in Glendale. I love fucking slides. Okay, yeah. Slides and socks. Yeah. I'm Armenian now.
No, we're talking about like slides.
Oh. Yeah.
You're talking about
like actual slides on your feet.
Slides? Like you're a college athlete.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
God, you look terrible. Anyway, you want to...
That's bullshit,
I know.
Dude.
All right.
That's...
All
it's
all
honestly
right.
bullshit.
Start. I know. Let's start.
Two.
All right, so we're back, and the thing is, good to see you. Thanks for coming, and I love this next guy. But my point is this: you know, I'm lounging around Hawaii, and all of a sudden, this fucking fool texts me. I'm here too, you know, golfing or whatever, and mm-hmm. I'm like, I got excited. But this guy looks. Can I give you an introduction, or is that cool? Okay.
Oh, he knows the rules.
If Bradley Cooper got real sick. Like real sick. You know what I mean? He would look like this next guy. He's the most selfish.
That's fucking...
We didn't say your name. Didn't say your name.
Literally is... You played with him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Literally the most selfish Warzone player I've ever played with in the history. he's one of the reasons why I don't even play the game anymore, because he's just so selfish. Push. Or I'm in a car. That's his thing.
Bobby's losing.
I'm on the other side of the map. I'm in a car. What? Anyway, he's also a comic from the Bay Area. The reason why I know him is because years ago I did the improv in San Jose. You know how but Molly goes, oh, I'll give you this stony opener. You know what I mean? And as soon as I saw him perform, I was like, wow, this guy's so good. You're so good. You know, and I feel like you're on the rise. You know, you just went on a tour with Bert Kreischer, correct? Playing theaters, stadiums.
Damn.
Stadiums. Okay, stadiums. Right. And, but he still looks sickly. His feet are fucked. Yeah. He doesn't belong here.
I actually think they're very standard and clean looking.
Don't say anything, Mark.
Mark Smalls, give him a round of applause. Mark Smalls, give him a round.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, they're fucking. They're just flippers. They're just long ass toes.
No, but your nails are clean.
I don't even want to look down.
Keep going, Kalala.
So scared. I was nervous before I came here, but now I'm literally back sweating right now. And it's only because Kalila will not stop making eye contact with my feet.
May I analyze?
Go for it. I've seen your penis, so you can look at my foot.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, what's that?
They don't seem real to me.
Why is that?
They're good in a I drew it. You know, that's what's good. Yeah. They look like AI manufactured feet, dude.
Right. They look like they're very corporate.
Corporate?
Yeah.
Dude,
I'll take it.
Zuckerberg's.
Exactly.
Zuckerberg's feet.
They're very Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley techie feet.
This is pissing me off. I'm fucking furious. Yeah, Silicon Valley feet?
Yeah.
These feet have been through they're probably Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
But you've
never done any hard work in your life?
No. They've only invented 3 apps, though. So it's the fuck does it? That's not Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Wait, how are your calluses in the back? Have they thickened?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm a little older. I'm a little older. So the heel callus.
Thick is good.
Yeah.
You want thick because then you walk through life a little bit. But if they're soft, I might make fun of you. Can I touch them?
Yeah, put your foot out.
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable with that.
Oh my God, they're baby soft.
Oh, I gotta touch now.
Oh my
God.
I gotta touch.
We gotta sample this shit.
I'm so mad.
Pull it up. Holy fuck.
Yeah, that's
holy
soft.
Fuck.
My
that's
God.
What's is that a baby's
with,
asshole?
What's wrong with having soft feet?
I've never felt a baby's asshole, by the way. I don't know why I just said that.
Don't say asshole.
That's crazy. That's bullshit. That's bull. You've been in the fucking show business for a long time.
I know.
Okay.
I cannot believe it. Touch mine. They're really calloused.
Yeah.
Marissa, do I have soft feet? My girlfriend's here. My bad. Yeah. I shouldn't address her.
Can I just say this too? When I see, because in my mind, you know what I mean? I thought that your girlfriend would not look like this. She looks like a wholesome, nice, educated person.
Hogwarts.
I literally thought
Hogwarts.
you were dating a female version of Linus.
No.
Just like, you know what I mean? Dirt, you know what I mean? Off the body, you know what I mean?
Stinky. Oh, you're gonna give me shit about swinging above my league? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm the one that's the example.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, you think? What are you saying?
What am I saying?
Yeah.
You're a fucking troll.
Aura frames. You guys, the favorite my most favorite thing in this podcast room is our Aura frame. And the reason why I like it is because it's it's easy to use and you can watch photos in it. What do you call it?
It's a slideshow.
It's a slideshow that's constantly on and it's really dope. If you don't have one in your house, you're dumb.
Also, it's if you're anyone anything at all like me, I take a million pictures that I eventually just forget that I have and I never see again. I just let them sit on my phone and get lost in my files. Well, now you have the option to put all of your photos from a random camera into this thing and then you get a slideshow and you're like, oh my God, I remember that.
How does it work? They ask, simply connect your Aura frame to Wi-Fi, use the free Aura Pharaoh app to add endless pics and videos from anywhere in the world. Invite friends and family on the app and have them comment, heart, and send new photos to your frame. It's like a real-life social network that brings you and your beloved ones joy every single day.
And it's named the best digital picture frame by Wirecutter, wow, The Strategist, and more. Aura is nothing like the digital frames from a decade ago. Every Aura frame is thoughtfully designed to fit any decor style with a stunning HD display, unlimited storage, super easy setup, and no fees. Aura frames make easy, meaningful holiday gifts, especially for the hard-to-shop-for folks in your life.
Give yourself the gift of time and check off a few of those names on your list a little early. From now through Black Friday and Cyber Monday, listeners can get up to $50 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames. Just go to auraframes.com/belly. That's auraframes.com/belly. These are Aura's lowest prices ever, so get yours now before they sell out. Terms and conditions apply.
That's, be real, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, you're looking at me. I'm a headliner.
Yeah.
I helped you out in your life.
Are you doing arenas?
That's true. Bert's got me on that one.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
No, no, no.
Don't want to talk about it.
You know, you're funny. You're likable.
He's backtracking. Don't backtrack now.
You're
don't
cute.
No, don't backtrack. I like the new Mark.
Thank you.
I like this guy.
It's always
you're
been
defending
like this.
No.
It's always been like this.
No, can I just say that you've always been like, there's been more respect.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
because I'm not trying to like get blackballed by hanging out with you.
Right,
you know?
Right,
I'm not
right,
gonna
right,
be
right.
like, sup, douchebag. You know, like,
yeah.
But and you know, you're a comic. I respect that. You're a very good comic. So like, I will treat you respect. As far as a person,
yeah. Well, you think I'm garbage?
No. What upsets me is like we're so similar.
Yeah. Here we go.
I hate it.
Like, tell me why. Tell me
like,
why.
Never respond to a text.
Oh, dude, you bitched at me about
you're the
that.
Worst.
Dude, never respond to a text.
Yeah.
Like, don't even, just like it, you know?
Yeah,
something?
Yeah. So you do the same thing.
I never respond
me
to a text.
Me either. And why? Why bother?
Because, I don't know why. I think it has to do with, like, ADD. What I've heard is, like, it's a sense of perfectionism.
Oh.
To where you want to have this good, great, perfect response.
Yeah.
But then your brain, it's like that anxious attachment system. Mm. So your brain kind of goes, oh, maybe I should think about this some more.
Yeah.
And so then you just end up not doing it.
Also, I don't know. Like today I got a text, smiley face emoji.
Not from me.
Not from you.
Oh.
But some other person, smiley face emoji. And then I was trying to respond and I was looking through all my emojis to see what would respond to a smiley face one. And I basically said, fuck it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just let it go.
It's too much work.
It's just, I don't know. Because then you do another smiley, then they do another cute thing and back and forth. It's just too much time.
You're getting your dick sucked. It's like, because you only get smiley face text messages when someone wants to fuck you, right? Like,
is that what
it
was?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Maybe. Who the hell? Maybe the winky.
What are you just making up?
Oh, I read it wrong.
No. Yeah.
No, winky for sure.
It wasn't a winky. It was a standard.
Okay.
It wasn't like this.
With teeth?
Yeah. No teeth.
Oh,
that's cuter. With teeth is like friend zone.
Oh, yeah. Teeth is friend zone?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know the emoji, you know, what they mean actually.
The Rosetta Stone for emojis?
Yeah, like some of them I don't get. Like the one that's like one eye like this, one eye, and it, you know what I mean? They're doing a funny, what is that? Like,
I think you have a different keyboard.
No, there is one where it's like one eye's big, and it's like, you know what I mean? Doing a, you know what I mean? Like a goofy face.
I don't know?
You don't know?
Not a clue.
And then here's another one. Why are the emojis, it just, and I might get canceled for this, but I'm just asking, you know? Like if there's like prayer hands.
Yeah.
Right? But then you can choose the color of the hands.
Maybe they should be a little smaller. Is that where you're going? Do you want me to get canceled first?
No.
I'm on the rise.
No, I'm just saying, it's just that I understand the black hand, right? But there are some colors in there that are like, that does, I don't know what race that is. Is that what it is? Or
some people say it's a high five.
No, you don't get
it's
what
not,
I'm saying.
It's not prayer hands. It's a high five.
Yeah,
no, no.
What you're not
getting is this. I'm going to check this out.
What other colors would you like, Bobby?
No, what I'm saying is that if
there's
I do like.
Yellow,
oh, no, not that one.
There's
not,
yellow,
no.
Brown, yeah, black, and white, right?
Yeah, you have Simpsons. You have white people. You have, it's.
No, no. If you do like.
It's all covered.
Oh, but now it doesn't do it.
Hold down on it.
Hold down.
Oh, so here, like this, right?
You're showing a picture of Ari Manis, though.
Naked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who the smiley face is. All right.
Bro.
This makes way more sense.
Bro, can I tell you why this is here?
Yeah. Do you know?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So I'm going to reiterate what I just said earlier.
Cliff notes. Yeah.
It's a cliff note. Basically, what it is that I saw a girl on Instagram. She had an OnlyFans. I go, she's hot. I went to the OnlyFans. I started jerking off to some of her sex stuff. While I'm jerking off to it, Ari Manis texts me and goes, "How do you like my penis?"
It's his girl.
It was his girl.
And it was his penis.
Oh, and it was his penis. God. And I almost vomited within myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a not nice penis?
No, it was beautiful. That's why I'm saying. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
You know, like if I saw
Jewish penis too. Yeah. So it's cut. It's
oppressed.
As soft as my feet.
Yeah.
Just glistening.
Let me ask you something. If you were watching an OnlyFans, right? Not that he
never
would.
Done it before.
Never done. He doesn't even know what it is.
No.
Right. But basically, I don't. You don't know what it is. And let's say you were watching a video there. Hypothetically, he would never do it. And halfway during it, I texted you and said, "That's my penis." Would you keep going or would you stop?
I think I would be more turned on.
Oh, wow. I saw.
That's why OnlyFans does so well is because you get to like put a face to the vagina.
Or a personality
Or a personality even.
Right.
So like if I see this penis, I might get a little angry that it's your penis because of how I feel about you. It could kind of ruffle little feathers and it might, you know. Right.
That's kind of like the way a cuck would feel. Where it's like you want to be there, but you don't want to be there. You're hating it, but it's your erection's real stiff.
Like, I think that being a cuck gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the most dangerous feeling in the world is like to walk in to have your girlfriend having sex with another.
But to be able to contain it.
To contain it and then like take enjoyment from it.
Right.
You basically, the mental gymnastics you would have to do to harness a really jealous moment and turn it into cum.
Cum.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I mean, you're a fucking superhero.
If your girlfriend was me, you go to your house in Glendale, right?
If she's enjoying
it. And I'm with her. No, hypothetically,
sorry, Marissa.
Never happened. Marissa, that would never happen, right? Marissa, look at me.
Yeah.
Hey, send her a winky face emoji.
I'll give you a winky. I'll get your number. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Pulling her hair.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Is that cool? Or all right? Yeah.
She likes that.
Your consent, yeah, right?
You're allowed to.
I wouldn't
do that.
Right. Thank you. Right. Yeah. And we're doing it. Would you, honestly?
Yeah.
What's your response?
I better be getting some more fucking spots. I'll tell you
all right,
much.
Opening acts.
What's that?
But you're a headliner now. You don't want opening. You're doing stadiums. Why would you want?
I'm not headlining stadiums.
All right.
I do 3 spots a month in
so
Los
feature
Angeles.
Acts. Feature.
If I were you, I would really push for a big agent.
Yes.
Well, you already have one now.
I have a manager who's great. Love him.
I'm talking about Matt Blake agent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you would ask for a
That's
Matt
what
Blake.
You leverage, yes. Mm-hmm.
Leverage that. Mm-hmm. Can we discuss it after after I finish, though, or no?
Oh, you want to discuss it after? Because we've discussed this before, and then you just completely blew me the fuck off. If you want to talk about that, just fucking
there,
die.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is another reason why we're so similar. Also, because we play video games for 20 hours a day,
and
we're like, we need a relationship. But really, like, it's like, we just want to
okay,
be
go,
a
go ahead,
man.
Get your...
When I moved down here, I saw you at the store. You were like, I'm going to hook you up right before the pandemic.
You're so mad right now, dude.
Oh, dude, you already got me heated. I was upset.
You got me so mad right now? Go ahead.
Okay, all right. I like your hair, though. Okay. Your hair does look good today.
It looks good.
So right when we worked together at the Improv, you were super nice. It was a great weekend. You hooked me up with Abby. I sent her some stuff. She loved it. Then the pandemic hit and like everything just kind of like went to shit. So I moved down here. I see you at the store kind of right when I moved down here and we go get some pizza and you're like, dude, you gotta ask for help. And I was like, I don't do that. I don't ask for help. He's like, you need to reach out to me and ask for help. Then you start. Oh, you guys know about this?
No, it's like I know this pattern, so I already feel sad.
There is no pattern.
No, it's fine. I'm the same way, so like I get it. Like,
but even though I know this pattern, he always comes through at the end.
I know.
It's a process. It's a process.
It's a journey.
And I appreciate.
Life is a journey and a fantasy.
Yes.
Life is a fantasy.
But keep going, Mark.
Go ahead.
So you got to reach out to me. You said, dude, I don't like that. You're like, dude, I'm. you know, I'm doing this. I did this. When I first started, I helped people help me out. I'm going to help you out. So I go, fuck it. All right. Thank you, Bobby. Next week, I text you. I go, blah, blah, blah. I need help. I got nothing. And he go, and you go, I love what you're doing. I'm going to make you do this for about 3 to 4 more weeks.
Beg?
And then you'll be fine. Never so said, then,
all right, that's ridiculous.
Next week.
So ridiculous.
Next week, I go, hey, I'm a loser. I need your help.
Wait, I
keep going, keep going, keep going.
Then you go, oh, yeah, I'm on it. I'm going to talk to Abby. Now, during this time was kind of when you had a relapse and you were going back to rehab. And so I kind of knew that through the pod. And then I reached out again and I was like, hey, man, just love you. You should be proud of yourself. You're the best. You know, just like
support.
You support, dude. I've had a lot of friends with, you know, drug problems and alcohol problems. And you just want someone in your corner, even if I don't care that you don't respond to me. Uh-huh. I just want to let you know that you're worth it. Right.
Okay. It's so funny that you say all this.
So then.
But there's a fourth part.
So then.
It's so funny that you say this.
So like, then, okay. Then we have the show. We do a show together. It's great. Then a couple weeks later, you know, he goes, hey, man, I'm doing another show. You want to do spots? I go, dude, I got a wedding this week. He goes, it's this weekend. I go, I got a wedding this weekend. I can't. I was like, I can't do it. And he's like, dude, it's $500. You know, you play very well. You're the best paying. Let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Irvine, throw that out there. Throw that out there.
Irvine.
Throw that out there right
your
now.
Your Irvine shows pay more than some other shows
thank
that I've been
you.
On. Thank
you. So. And I bet you money it pays given what you the stadium mm-hmm. stuff with Bert.
You just fart?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
My bad.
Wait, why? Are you
what? Why?
I couldn't tell if the couch was ripping or...
Couches don't fart.
It was a long...
It was like a tear. It sounded like something was tearing.
Yeah, I'm angry right now. That's okay. It's rage coming out of my butthole right now. Yeah.
It sounded like it.
Yeah.
So then the next day, I find out that the show's not this weekend. It's next weekend. I go, shit, hell yeah, dude. I get to do a spot on Bobby's show. It's always sold out. It's always the best. I get to make a little dough. I text Bobby. I go, what's up, dog? Can I do a spot? You fucking told me the wrong date. No response. Next day, I reach out again because he tells me, reach out. You need help. I'm your help. So I go, fuck it. What's up, bro? Are you going to, you know, can I do a spot or
and
not?
What did I say?
Hey. I'm not going to say what you said, but you said...
Well, bleep it. Go ahead. Say
you
it.
You said... No, okay. Yes, you did.
All right. Okay.
Yes, you did. You said, hey, listen up. I'm busy right now. I'll text you about it tomorrow. So now I'm like, all right, my bad, bro. My bad. The next day, no text, but on your Instagram feed is a flyer for the lineup of the show. So I get to find out, not only am I not booked on it.
Did I not tell you through social media, though?
Fuck no. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
That's how
you're
I did
right.
it.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, I let the world
know. I appreciate
know.
Just share the story and send it to my DMs, you know? And
right,
like, yeah,
right. Okay,
don't self-tape me. Right. I don't just give you a self-tape and you're not even giving me notes and just say, yeah, and on to the next one, you know?
Yeah.
Now you have what? Receipts or something?
You have receipts?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, rebuttal to Mark.
Wow, you send him heart emojis.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I want to suck his
that's
dick.
That's so
dude.
Sweet. No, I love
no,
that.
No, he's a
so
Delilah,
you
he's
say,
a
hey,
very
did you
like.
Ever, so this is October 15th, 2021.
Pull up your phone.
About a year ago now, then?
About a year ago.
Yeah.
Hey.
This is you. That's
oh,
my
God.
Voice.
You're going to read word for word? Okay.
Yeah, I'll be bleep if it gets uncomfortable.
No, it's fine. Right? Fine.
Hey. Did you ever talk to Abby?
You say it like that.
That's just my. That's how Mark sounds.
That's how we read
in the text.
That's
yeah.
Should I reach out or is she not looking for anybody right now?
Aww.
Right. I go. I love what you're doing.
I love that one.
Right. And then you
love
put a question mark on that.
Okay.
Like, what does that mean?
Because I'm yeah.
What does that mean?
That's cryptic. Yeah. It's cryptic.
Yeah. Is that cryptic?
It is.
What
very
does
cool.
that mean? I love what you're doing. What does that mean to you?
That means that like I'm serving you. In some weird way.
Yeah.
And you're taking pleasure
it's control.
From it.
It's control.
Control.
And power.
It's control.
Yeah, it's power. Control and power.
Absolutely.
The way I would have read it is, I love what you're doing. Like, I was employing some kind of strategy that you're onto.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no question mark. You know what it means. I don't know. Then you say this.
I don't know. You said, remind you. I hate what I'm doing.
You're uncomfortable.
Oh,
you're uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable.
And
yeah,
then I
course.
Say,
you're so
I'm
sweet.
Gonna make you remind me some more so you get uncomfortable more.
What the
So you're reading the receipts that you're a bad person?
Your entire head.
I'm just being reminded of what.
Joffrey.
You're a shitty attorney for yourself, dude.
Then you go, oh, this feels so bad. That feels so bad. You go, I feel dirty, but I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah, that was.
Then
that was,
this
yeah.
is now 3 weeks later. You go.
I wasn't on the rise.
Yeah, and at that moment. Yeah,
and
that
then moment, you go, moment. Just send you a monthly reminder that I'm nothing without you, and I need your help.
Oh,
I love Mark. Mark's the fucking
what did
best.
You reply with?
I'm on it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I wasn't. But the truth is, I
oh
wasn't.
Oh my god.
That's it.
Are you defending yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
Or worse?
That's the thing. I wasn't on it. Yeah, yeah. And then he hearted the I'm on it. Right, so
you hearted a lie, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I knew it was a lie too.
Oh, and then you do some fucking crazy angles here. I love it. You want me to read it to you?
What's the Mark Smalls angle?
Right. Yeah. This is like months later. You go, yeah. Hey man, I know you're going through a lot, so just wanted to.
This
send
was
you
during your rehab time.
That's
I was
not
listening.
An angle.
I was
genuine.
Looking.
I listen.
I was listening. I'm a fan of the podcast.
I view it as an angle.
Okay.
I know
let,
you
let
do.
Let me read it, and I'll view do. It as an angle.
I know you do.
All right.
I know you do.
Hey, man, I know you're going through a lot, so just wanted to send you some love and let you know you're great and you're worth it.
That's sweet.
That's so sweet.
And genuine.
That's genuine, Bobby.
And you know what I responded?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm on it.
Nothing.
I'm on it.
I'm on it. So this is because I'm on it, so I'm already doing things.
Yeah.
2 weeks later. Had to restart. Shit was bugging. Loading back
that
in.
That was Warzone. We were playing Warzone.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Skip that. Yeah.
Crush tonight, bro. So good. Oh, that's loser. I set.
What was that?
You said crush tonight, bro. So
yeah,
good. I remember that.
You were
so
killing.
Good. Thanks, man. And that's pretty much it.
And then that was kind of when you were. I was hearing you were responding to text. When I sent that, crushed it, and you were thanks, man. I was like, he's a new fucking guy. This
yeah,
guy's a changed
exactly.
man.
Exactly. Thank you. I was a changed man.
And I send the hearts because, you know, he's like very sweet. He always comes through like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is the same I feel about me. Like I'm a sweet, genuine guy, but I am not good responding.
Yeah.
And like.
Dude, what you did reading that right now, you went out of your way to do those things. And I want to apologize to you, man. Oh. I'm not. I just smile.
Thank
I'm being
you.
Real.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Bobby. But, you don't,
done, but I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
By the way.
My bad.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know when I'm apologizing.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Has it started yet or no? Has it started?
I'm trying. I really want to do it. I want to do it right.
Yeah.
Make it right. Let me look at you in the eyes, dude.
You can do it.
I know. He's such a funny looking guy. That's why.
You really just, do look like Bradley Cooper.
Sick one.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Am I the sick right or no?
No, I think just a young
wow.
yeah, Silver yeah. Linings Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
Little mental.
Yeah, little mental.
Couple
but
of teeth gone.
Yeah.
But after, was he in Wedding Crashers?
Mine is more
he
like.
He was, but he was the villain.
He was
we didn't
chubby.
Like him then.
He was chubby.
You're more like Philadelphia Bradley Cooper.
Oh God.
Okay. Anyway, it was an age joke. But anyway, age joke. Sorry, that was honestly, dude. I number one, I've been following. Obviously, I follow you on social media, and I follow Bert as well. And to see you in those gigantic stadiums crushing it, it just puts so much joy in my heart because it's something that I've seen long ago.
That's
I honestly,
very sweet.
I'm not done.
I apologize, bro.
I'm sorry, dude. I honestly think, and anyone that you literally are a beast on stage. Like you're, I told all these guys before you were coming here, I go, you're the next thing.
I think the first time you guys met in San Francisco, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He called me that night and I swear to you, I'm just not blowing smoke up your ass. He was like, this kid is it. He's the next guy.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And he's reminded me every time that he sees you perform, he's like, holy shit, this kid is it.
Yeah, you're it. You're everything that I think you're relevant. I think that your style is very much your own. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's surface, it's kind of a little stony, but it's like, it's really relevant and cool, man. I really like what you're doing. Your jokes are really funny. And, you're young and relevant. I love it. I really do. I think that you're going to have a rise. And I think you're going to, I think from now on, with what you're doing right now in your career and stuff, that those dark days are well behind you. Okay? I really believe that. All right? So how do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah. About what I said, though. What I said.
No, that was great. Especially especially when you said you take joy in that. Because that's a very high compliment.
Yeah.
When you can take joy in someone else's.
I rarely can.
Yeah.
But
no, it's impossible.
Yeah. But when somebody is good.
Yeah.
I go, like when I see Trevor Wallace, for instance.
Oh, he's a beast.
He's a beast. And all the things that he's doing, I'm just kind of like, that guy's just great. And I have no questions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, there are people that you see on the social media and you go, why or how?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to name those people now.
Really?
I want to.
Me too.
I know.
How about you?
But I don't think we should.
Name a couple. We'll bleep every single one out.
No.
Because I feel like that list will never end. It's just going to keep going longer and longer.
That you know, and this is the part of the game that I feel like you and I are not that good at, is the schmoozing.
Oh, yeah.
And like I know guys that can go into a Hollywood party. Santino's one of them.
I think you're one of them now too.
I don't know why.
You are.
I think you are so different now. Like, you have a different energy about you, and you are one of those schmoozers now. You're so good at it.
That doesn't make me feel good, though.
No, not in the negative way. Like, I feel like sociable. You actually know how to hold yourself.
More social.
Like, more sociable.
I think it's an aspect of the game that I was never good at because it feels phony. You know, it's like, if I don't like somebody, I don't like somebody, right? But in these Hollywood kind of schmoozing situations, you have to pretend that you're a fan or you actually like them. And then also there's an agenda, right? You're trying to get something out of it. The whole game seems really gross.
But isn't that any holiday corporate party?
Yeah.
Like anywhere you go, whether it's Hollywood, whether in any field.
Any industry.
It's all like that.
I know.
It's all a schmooze fest.
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned to do it in my own way, right? But I think the way I look at it is, you know what? We're all human beings. I should be nice to everyone. We're all just trying our best. And with that context in my mind, I can go into a situation and not take things personally and figure out that it's kind of sort of this weird game that I have to play. You know what I mean? But it does make me feel gross.
There are like some parties that we've been to together. There are some where it makes you sick. Just how they walk around a room and how they operate. You're like, oh my God, who taught you this? Like, where did you train for this?
Really?
Like, like when we did one where we were sitting at a table and everyone is huge around us and we felt like small.
It's not that. It's more like I didn't feel small. I was more.
No, we were giggling at the circumstances.
Right, because it's like you can tell everyone's uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
but everyone's just like really working overtime to sort of impress each other. So we were just in the corner. We were seated into the darkness, and we were kind of like, look at this shit, like a fucking zoo.
Mm-hmm. Also, trying to figure out like what I can do to start this conversation was making me laugh. Like, yeah.
What's in your mind?
Ron Howard
was there, right? So I was like,
what are your pickup lines for Ron Howard?
That's exactly what we were talking about. I was like, what would you say to him right now?
Love happy days. I mean, what do you what do
you
say?
Go happy days? You're going to go happy days?
No, I was, you know, I think the first thing I would probably do if I ran into him, like, I love Apollo 13. I think that would be the first thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I don't think that's a good opening.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible, right?
You would have been like, you know, cute hair.
No, what hair?
I know, exactly.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
Cute hair. I'm sorry, what hair?
Yeah. Oh. That would have been, I would have been thrown out of
show. He would have appreciated it.
Hey, cute hair, what hair?
Yeah, but how do I say you it? Like? You don't want people coming up to you and be like, oh my God, I loved you and
he
this.
Does.
Oh, yeah. You do like that?
No, I, no.
No.
You don't?
Civilians, but like artists, like people in the
industry. So Ron Howard came to you. Dude, love your comedy.
Yeah, okay. That's the way you do it broad. That's good. Love your films.
But that's very like
that's how you do it. Or not specific. You're right. Wait, I'm learning.
I like it. Bryce, you don't like it?
I don't Bryce like Dallas it because it's like you sound media trained. I'm a huge fan. It's so just.
But
like,
what if you are though?
I want to fuck your daughter. Is that not good?
I think
so. She's your daughter.
She's
right?
Hot. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Cause she is, and that's a compliment to the family bloodline.
Good genes.
Yeah. No, I'm the worst at that. I spent a whole weekend with this like huge famous pro skateboarder who I like idolized since I was a child.
He's here?
And he was.
Which one?
I don't know if he's still out here. Eric Costin.
Ooh.
Oh.
And, like,
I have a story about him.
Dude,
I don't
just,
like him.
Oh, really?
Really?
Dish.
I don't like him.
I can see it. Dish it. Please.
I don't like the guy.
Dish it. Why?
He's super talented.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is probably only in my head.
Yeah.
Right? And I probably imagined it. So, Eric, if you're listening, you're not. But if you are, you're not.
You just gaslit him into thinking he's actually not listening to what he's listening to.
You're a master, dude.
I'm a master.
If you're listening, you're not.
Yeah. Stop. All right. If you're listening, stop. But my point is this. Is so I was at a, because I used to hang out with skaters. So
yeah.
I hung out with this guy, Laban Fideus. Mm-hmm. You know, he skated for Dogtown back when Wee Man skated for Dogtown. I hung out with a bunch of skaters and guys that worked at Transworld. And so I would get invited to like skate parties. And this is when I was 22. I wasn't even a stand-up really. Maybe I was maybe like 24, but I was an open micer. Mm-hmm. And I would go, and I went to a party, and I saw Costin there, and I thought he said, "Who the fuck is that guy?"
You thought he said.
That's what I thought I heard him say. Now, it's probably in my own head, right? I don't know if for sure, right? But I've carried that with me
for
20 years.
That's insane.
It is.
What if he was like, "Who the fuck is that guy?" You know, like a...
Oh, yeah.
Like, damn, that guy's got it going on.
I didn't, though.
Who? Yeah.
I had, like, a shoe missing. Yeah.
Wait, I have a question, because you used to have a skate shop, right?
Yeah.
Like, who did the books for that?
Like, who's the accountant?
Me. He just giggles.
You did the books?
I did the books.
You're the accountant.
Yeah, I did the books.
You knew how to do books?
I had a book. There were numbers in it. You know what I mean? I mean, the book was just like, you know, how much I loaned out. You know what I mean? Yeah. How much we're making every day.
Yeah.
The skate
rails. You know what I mean? T-shirts.
Not a single book inside.
Not a book. Yeah. There was no book. You're right. There was no book.
No,
I never had a book. I never had one. Yeah. But like, I was dumb with my money.
No, I think that you believed in people and you trusted and you didn't. You know, they were your friends.
Yeah. I mean, they gave me plans.
But also, when someone says, "I'm going to make rails," like, have just a little bit better judgment. You know what I mean? I know that you've had all of these bad experiences and people not paying you back. But it seems like this is something that's you're never going to stop doing. Because just last year, you did the same thing. We're not going to mention who. But
wait, I did. Oh, okay. Oh, no, no, okay. Okay. What you're about to do.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
It's okay. I get what you're doing. I get what you're doing.
I want to know.
You will know. You will all know. Okay.
George knows. He knows.
They know. But that was family.
Oh.
Yeah.
And family's different.
Sure. Okay.
That is true. That is
very
a good
true.
Point.
Ohana.
Right. So I had a family member. He invented something that you could just get at Verizon.
Best Buy,
anywhere.
Did you believe in the product?
At the time, I did because he was like saying the material and all that stuff. But basically, what it was is.
Don't get too descriptive.
Don't get too descriptive.
Well, I have to.
Just say it's an accessory.
It's an accessory for your phone.
But that was already like.
But I'd seen it before. But because of the material and the acoustics, he said.
Ah, it was the acoustics.
There was acoustics involved.
That was
so basically where the sound comes
up. Acoustics? Dog,
dude.
I'm sold.
You know, like my wallet just comes out of my pocket when you say acoustics.
Acoustics?
Yeah.
You could tell me this wallet has a good acoustic.
You want my house? Yeah.
Good acoustics. I'm with it.
Acoustics is good.
That's a good scam.
But so basically what it was is, I'm just going to say it. Who gives a fuck, right?
It's fine.
It's a sleeve that you put on your phone, and it's a stand. We've all seen that.
It's a phone stand.
It's a phone stand. We've all seen that.
It's a phone.
So he reinvented the pop top,
right? But yes.
But heavier.
See where the mic
less
is.
Convenient. Yeah.
He had a cup thing.
Acoustics.
So the acoustics.
Oh.
Ah, clever.
Yeah, that's
right?
Clever.
Yeah, and I still haven't seen it anywhere.
God forbid there are Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, you're just encouraging people to be an asshole and listen to their phone in the middle of public.
Exactly. Like,
that's true.
Get fucking headphones.
Yeah, yeah. You guys all like Public Enemy? And
yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But I'm really thinking on like a... I know that if show business doesn't work out, like, I just need just a... I'm going to think of a good invention.
Yeah.
And I'm coming to you.
I'll tell you what you can't do.
For my initial investment.
That's right. Here's what you can't do.
What's that?
Teach anyone to play Warzone.
No, that's... Okay, and we can get into this.
Yeah, I will. I'd like to. Where are you going?
Are you Are
am I Garth Brooks?
Are you
Garth Brooks? Who's Garth Brooks? You wear Birkenstocks?
Garth Brooks?
Yeah. I mean, what are you saying?
I'm saying, listen up, Steve Aoki. I want to fucking... That was a callback from an earlier podcast. I'm a fan.
Okay.
You know, it was like the, you know, they
We got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, don't be nervous, dude. Don't be nervous.
That bombed. I didn't get anything.
Yeah, you're great.
I thought, Gil, you would at least give me something from over there.
Mark.
No, you didn't.
Mark, we're just going to cut it out.
Don't worry. We got you, dude.
Back to Warzone.
You're just...
slow down.
The great thing about playing with you is like you... It's like corralling a manic 7-year-old child. But then when we play with like you and your brother, you turn into me, and then your brother is like that child. You know what I'm saying?
So explain
like,
child.
Just like freaking out, panicking. What do we do? Why are we doing that? It's your fault. You don't give thanks. I'm putting food on the table. I'm bringing you ammo. I'm buying you loadout
drops.
I'm killing. All right. I'm carrying you to victory.
Never have
not
that.
Not a single
I never
bullshit.
Went with you.
I have
never
clips.
With you.
I have clips. Multiple clips. Not a single thing. Good job, Smalls. Good job, Smalls. No. Yeah, no. It's a... You're so selfish.
But can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Mark, and be honest with your heart.
Yeah.
Have there been times, mm-hmm. and just be real,
yeah,
where if we're in a 4-man group,
mm-hmm.
three of us are together.
Yeah.
And you're somewhere else.
Very true.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me ask you something.
Where are you, Mark?
Where am I? I'm in a car.
Why?
I'm hunting, you know? I'm trying to bring my team back kills and supplies and ammo.
Hey, we all did win our first game together the first time I met him.
Hey, yeah. Gil. Yeah.
And Frank Castillo.
Love Frank.
Love Frank.
Yeah, yeah. Terrible player.
Terrible player.
Always high. Game. So high.
Oh, dude. Terrible worst, player. Dude. Absolutely.
And I don't
worst.
Like playing with him.
Yeah.
He thinks he's better than he is. That's what I hate about it.
Yeah.
I know I'm bad.
Yeah.
I say it out loud. Sorry. Yeah. Right?
You're not that bad.
I love it.
You're not that bad.
I love that you're saying that.
I play with a lot of bad people.
Okay.
You're not anywhere near bad at all.
I have my own style. But here's the deal. Okay. So if three guys are together and four guys are attacking them, right? Wouldn't it be great if our fourth guy was with us?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Not at an airport.
Yeah.
But what if you're not wearing your seatbelt in the car and you get thrown to safety? You know what I'm saying? So, like, maybe you guys die, but then I'm alone, so I get a chance to buy you back and bring you back into the game. And I don't die because I'm with the three, you know, dumb dildos that can't, you know, they can't really do anything.
Dumb dildos.
This actually makes sense to me because as it applies to spearfishing and when you're trying to catch mahi, you shouldn't be right next to a friend trying to spear the same fish.
Mm.
So if someone misses the fish, the second person down current can then nail that fish.
Interesting. Is the fish trying to eat you?
No. But there is maybe a shark lurking around.
Right, right. But my point, though, is that you're being hunted aggressively for real.
Okay.
All right?
In a video game.
In a video game. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. Completely different scenario.
I think I kind of see where you're coming from, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. If, like, also, other spearmen were trying to kill you and you were trying to kill the other, you know what I mean? That scenario, maybe that would... It's not the right. It's a weird one.
I really tried for you.
I really appreciate it too. I really.
And I don't think I can play with you anymore.
No, we haven't played in a while, and
I haven't played personally in months.
Yeah, what are you playing right now?
You stopped playing games.
Nothing.
You're not playing Stardew anymore.
He's playing Hinge.
Tough game.
No.
It's a tough game. It really
tough
is.
Game.
No, I'm waiting for a couple of RPGs to come out next year.
What are you waiting?
Hogwarts Legacy and Starfield.
That one looks good.
That looks good.
Yeah, that looks really good.
I like, but you know what? I might get back into, once I'm done with, I'm very busy right now, but in November, once I have some free time, would you like to be on a fire team with me and get me back into the world?
A new one.
Bobby, there would be nothing more.
And I'll stream with you.
Oh, I would love you.
Who'd like playing better with, me or Eric Griffin?
Say this on. God damn, dog. You trying to get spicy up in here.
Be honest.
I mean, Eric, like I'm farther away from Eric most of the time.
Because of the smell?
You can never smell him in the game.
Yeah, it's
like he's here and I'm like, I'm way over, but he doesn't even realize. Like he's too busy in his own thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're always like frantically looking around. Where's my team? You know?
Yeah.
He's kind of like doing his thing. He don't really mind, you know?
Yeah.
No, me and you have a great time playing. Me, you, Raimi.
Raimi's great.
Yeah, we miss Raimi.
We miss
Raimi. I got a shout out.
Shout out Raimi. Yeah. Shout out. There was a kid from Denver I used to play with. I forgot his name.
Josh.
You remember him?
Josh.
The gay one. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's got a boyfriend.
Gays are very good.
Yeah.
The gays are very good.
Yeah, the gays are good.
Yeah.
So you know, like a couple years ago when we had Ari Shaffir on our show, you said that one of the ways that he took revenge on you was he took poo and then he put it under the your door handle and in certain places in the car.
Why would you bring
that were
up?
Like high touch?
Yeah.
Because I just found out that there's a way to take revenge on people that you don't like. And it's called like poop cupping.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of this?
No, I love it.
Where it's like, if you're in someone's house, say for instance, and that person is being like absolutely rude to you, you can take like a red drinking cup and you poo in it and you put it in somewhere in like anywhere in their house where they can't find it, maybe like a high shelf.
It's
like kind of like torture tactic. So they go crazy trying to look for what is that smell for like 6 years.
Have you done this before?
It's what Jeffrey Dahmer did, but with bodies.
Oh.
With body parts. Yeah, he did it with the dick.
But how brilliant is that?
That's pretty good.
Remember, he hit the dick.
We've done that.
He hit the dick.
I've done that as a. It wasn't a cup. It was. We called it the shogi. It was a shit hoagie. That a buddy had shit onto two pieces of bread from a Subway, and then wrapped it up, and then put it under this kid's bed, and that shogi sat there for months.
No.
Wow.
Months.
To the point where I forgot about it. We all forgot. And then we somehow ended up back up in here. And I was like, and I looked, and it was still there.
But why do you have to put it in a cup or in a sandwich? Why can't you just do raw shit?
Because, you would have to carry it in your hand. I know that's your thing. But
no,
like,
what you do is you take, I just thought about this, right? This is what you do. You
that's
take
his thing?
A spatula.
He likes touching poo.
Oh, okay.
A couple times. you poo in a red cup. Yeah. I love the red cup idea.
Red Solo.
Yeah. Right? You have a spatula. You use it once. You scoop the poo out, right?
Yeah, buy a spatula.
And then you go underneath, like a couch like this, and you just spread it against the bottom lining of a couch.
Wow.
Right? That's so then they can't really, when they look under it, they don't see anything, right? And you do that all over the house. I think that's a good idea.
All over?
Like behind that surfboard right there.
I would put it next to a vent so that it blows. Yeah,
it's like kind of like
very smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Those Glade plugins.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's not.
Right.
It's shit.
It's a Shogi plugin.
Shogi plugin.
And so if I did that in your house, for instance, and I walked away.
I don't
away,
have one.
A house?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a house.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
In your place, right? Wherever you live.
Yeah.
Let's go. George. If I did it in your house, right? If I did it in your house, right? And as I walked away, what is the joy that I'm going to feel? I'm going to feel glee at first, like, right? But then late at night, I'm going to be like, could they get sick? Who would you do? What house would you feel? You'd have no guilt.
No guilt. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't really.
Yeah, who's that comic?
Oh,
yeah, he did it to his friend.
I don't really care. I mean, I'm on Zoloft now. I don't give a shit.
Hey, I have a question about Zoloft because I was on Zoloft for a really long time. Is it really hard for you to come?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
God, I just...
Marissa.
Just
can you get erect?
No, she knows. I can get erect.
That's not the problem. So it's like I could feel really, really horny. I just could not come to save my life.
Yeah, it's like a mental block. And I've heard like Wellbutrin along with that will help. But every now and then it's hard. But I don't really. The sex isn't for the come for me.
Oh wow, you're a new age guy.
Like
the journey, like the journey,
connection, the journey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you let her come.
Oh, I have to let her come.
Yeah,
I have
you
to
let
her
come, and you don't come.
That's right, Marissa.
We have tools.
Well, Marissa, do you feel guilty if he doesn't come?
No.
Good. Very good.
That's Marissa, everybody.
I like it.
Shout out to Marissa.
Shout out Marissa.
Yeah, she'll be like, I want you to. And I'm like, you know. And we'll try tomorrow morning. You know.
So you say that during the session.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not super talkative, but you know.
Have you said it? What, like, give me an example of something you would say.
Like, why am I?
I'm sorry. Not what she said, because I don't want to. Don't speak for her. Something that you would say in a sexual thing.
Yeah, what's this? What's a Mark Dirty talk?
Marissa, what do I say? I don't know. I blank out, dude. I have a recent occurrence from this morning.
She's trying to help you out, buddy.
Extremely memorable. What happened this morning?
We traveled to destinations unknown for the first time. And I think it was because who was on last week here? What's her face? The only.
Stella Berry.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we were talking.
She is great.
She was talking about.
Hey, you got your butt.
Only liking anal, and we've always talked about it.
Uh-huh.
And it was always like, but you got to get lube and this and that. And then she was saying like, you don't need lube. You just need a little spit and fucking go for it. You know, there's plenty. And I was like, yeah. You know what? She's right.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And so. There was a little pushback, but you know, we go there normally all the time, you know, not with the penis, but
what?
With the feet. No, with the
smooth ass feet.
With the soft feet. No, with the fingers. I was like, "You know what? No. Today's the fucking day."
Let's go.
Exactly. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, yeah.
We got inspo and we're doing it.
But also shout out to Marissa for taking charge and saying, "Let's do this."
Yes.
Or no.
Wait. Were you not?
It wasn't really my idea.
Oh, was it?
Bro. You pushed an agenda?
First of all, I mean, I'm the creative.
So. Art director.
You're the art director. All right.
You know, she's definitely the talent.
It's worse when you say you don't want it because they'll never stop pushing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like you just have to say, yeah, I don't care. Stick it in there. And then they never do.
Yeah.
So how does that conversation? I'm like, hey, what?
I go, hi, I'm in your vagina right now, but I was hoping maybe, I'm just doing my thing. And then, you know, you kind of like do a little test.
With your fingers?
With your fingers.
Right.
And then I kind of went, okay, you know what? I'm going three this time, you know?
And
now I got some sort of a grip. And now I'm going, in my head, I'm going, well, poop comes out that's bigger than my dick. Uh-huh. Why can't?
Yeah,
it's not like
sure.
You need lube to shit.
Although poo is softer, it's fine.
But also, it's it's so different, the sensation coming out versus going in.
I'm sure, yeah.
It is like night and day.
Yeah.
Like, I had a fever the first time I did anal.
Okay.
I had a fever and I was high on Ambien, but like, that's how...
Because of the...
I honestly think my body went into some kind of shock.
Oh, okay.
And I was like medicated. And the first... It was... Honestly, so painful and traumatic for me. But, you know, teach his own. Hopefully it wasn't that way for you.
I think, she definitely was like, what's happening right now?
Okay.
Like, what's in me, you know?
Oh, did. You did do it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she didn't stop you?
No.
Right.
Oh, shit, mazel.
No. Mazel tov.
Mazel to you both.
Right.
Yeah.
How long did it last? Just
talking over a TV.
You said that you came, but were you lying?
No, I came.
Oh yeah,
there it is.
It was
very
like
tight.
It was a good five
Zoloft.
That was like Zoloft. Yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah, you just got to do it in the butt.
So the kids, if you're ever we have Zoloft inside your system. Yeah. Anal's the way to go.
Anal sex, dude. Anal sex.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But I appreciated what she was talking about when she was like, I don't like to think about things. While I'm having sex, I'll just...
Stella, you mean?
Stella.
Yeah.
I don't like to think about things like this and that. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Yeah, I just...
I can lose it so quick because of the ADD. Like, it's gone.
I think I'm more traditional.
You are a very Christian lover.
Very Christian lover. Yeah.
Very, very much a Christian lover.
The vag for life.
The vag for life?
Yeah, for me. Yeah.
You don't
it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's got the right, you know what I mean, elastic, you know what I mean, and the opening I love.
Best opening.
The best opening, you know what I mean? It's juicy.
Also, you don't have to really, like, work.
You don't have to work. I have to work for it, yeah.
Well, historic.
But once I'm in, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just I know how to do it.
Dock it up.
Yeah, you dock. What?
Dock it up?
You dock it up.
Yeah. Dock it up?
Dock it up.
Yeah.
Dude, I love docking, dude.
So the last...
The last thing I want to ask you, Mark, is, and this is a serious question, when did you feel like you're rock? Because I feel like there was something that happened that shifted things for you career-wise. Is it getting the new manager?
The new manager's great. He's awesome. I think just like the act of it was like, oh, this might be real. You know,
right?
When I was up in San Francisco, I'm doing 5-6 spots a night sometimes, you know, and you're doing, but it's not real. Then you move down here and you're like, oh shit,
it's hard. You can feel
it's
it.
Hard. And so you're hard. Like, and now it's all in. And so when the manager happened, it was like, cool. I had a couple people reach out and help me out. Chappelle Lacey was like, great. Stephen Fury were like, awesome. And they hooked me up. And then,
both great comics.
Both
Furious.
Phenomenal.
I love
yeah.
him.
Oh, he's
and
the best.
Chappelle.
Yeah.
Great.
But it was just kind of that more and more things were kind of starting to come my way. And, you know, when I started my podcast, it started doing well and yeah, it feels good.
Great, man.
Not have to wait tables.
Out your podcast. Is it Country Club Adjacent?
Yeah, Country Club Adjacent. Yeah, yeah, it's a golf podcast.
Because it wasn't Nikki Glaser saw you too and she liked you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the deal, dude.
Yeah.
Anybody that sees you, and Bert probably felt the same way once he saw you.
Yeah.
Once they see you, that you just kind of go, oh, I understand that this is something that's good and this guy has a lot of talent.
Yeah. I would say like you helped me out immensely.
Thank you.
You really did.
Appreciate it.
No, you did.
Thank you.
Just with the confidence. You followed through with everything you said you were going
to
do.
I tried to get Abby to sign you and she fucked up by not doing it.
No, I could have tried harder because
I'm just saying that I did make the phone call.
Thank you.
Okay.
But like during the pandemic, she was like super.
It was hard for everyone.
Yeah, I didn't even reach out during the pandemic. I was like, oh, comedy's over anyway, so what the fuck? I don't need to reach out.
Yeah.
But yeah, just that pod has been doing, you know, great.
No, I can feel it. I can feel it. I was telling everyone, I can feel something happening with you. Congratulations.
Thanks,
I think that
Bob. Thank you.
Good days are ahead for you.
Oh, baby.
Take an acting class.
Yeah, I need it.
Yeah.
You should see.
Do we have like an unhelpful advice?
We don't have any questions for this trip.
No trip?
Hang on. Let me pull something up I think I have in my back pocket.
How much time have you done?
Is this
more?
Well, yeah, that's why we're done.
Is this the place where you guys invented the Fighter and the Kids subreddit? Or... Is this very good.
Produced by
I love
Shop.
It. I love it. Yeah.
Kalila, I you'll probably cut this, but like that, the way you handled that interview was like, I was multiple times, I was like, let's fucking go.
The only times he came.
Mark is a huge fan of our podcast.
He's
always
Mark,
asked me.
I appreciate that.
He knows the world. He gets it.
Yeah. I have so much more to tell you after we air insides of all of that.
Because I have to eat dinner, so I think we should stop.
Yeah. How much time have we had? Yeah.
We're over an hour. We're good.
Mark, is there anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, promote everything, dude.
I'm dropping like a 45-minute set on YouTube.
Wow.
When are we releasing this?
Okay,
so yeah, it'll be out on my YouTube, Mark Smalls Live. Come hang out on Twitch with me, twitch.tv/MarkSmallsLive. Check out my podcast, Country Club Adjacent. And if you don't like golf, check out my other podcast, Pier 69.
Wait, how much longer are you guys in town for?
We're leaving tomorrow.
Oh, everyone's leaving tomorrow.
Same as me.
I know, don't.
I was going to hope we go to the driving range, but whatever.
Dude, Boiling Crab closes at 10. Can we go?
Wait a second. I do want to address this. You've been there.
You guys
there.
Went out by dinner.
I love Boiling Crab.
You want to eat some dinner tonight?
Yeah,
it's right here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You've been there like five times.
I don't care.
Times?
I got to eat something. It's so close.
No, I'm just saying, like, have you enjoyed it each time?
I love it. I love it.
It's so good.
Okay. Yeah. Boiling Crab it is.
It's on me. My treat. You're hungry? Let's go. Can we go eat?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You're so fun.
You killed it. You're going to come back.
Thank you.
Do it for the real in LA.
Thank you, y'all.
Hey, bye, guys.
Bye.